AI is no longer on the horizon. It's part of how people and products are working today. And as AI finds its way into more business applications and processes, it can create new risks. On today's Tech Bites, sponsored by Palo Alto Networks, we talk about how Palo Alto Networks is addressing those risks so that organizations can take full advantage of AI. And in particular, we're going to talk about Prisma AIRS. This is a new platform for AI security, and the Prisma Access Browser, which includes security features for AI. Our guest from Palo Alto Networks is Anand Oswal, Senior VP and General Manager, Network Security. Anand, welcome back to the podcast. And obviously, it's clear that organizations see benefits in adopting AI, but as we know, every new technology brings risks. Can you sort of walk us through the general risks AI is presenting as a business tool to organizations?
Rufus, thanks for having me. Great to be back with you. Look, I think AI is one of the fastest growing technologies in the history of mankind. I think we've seen the impact of it, especially in the last couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. But if you think about, there are two big aspects to the usage of AI. One is employees are using AI applications, all of us in the office, because we want to get our work done better, faster, be more productive. At the same time, you see organizations, they are building these AI pod applications because they want to transform their businesses. They want to give better experiences to their end customers. They want to transform their business models. So both of these are happening in parallel. And I think it's important that you secure both these use cases by design, both employees accessing AI applications, making sure that you have everything covered from visibility, risks, and your data not leaking out, to protecting the applications that you are building, which are AI powered.
So can you give us sort of a rundown of what the kind of risks we're facing with AI and how they might be different from, you know, traditional technologies everybody's been working with?
Let's talk about the AI applications the organizations are building. If you think about, it's not just taking the existing application, taking the models that we are having right now and putting it together. What happens is that along with that, you're bringing an entire AI ecosystem. You're bringing along with it AI infrastructure, AI tools, plugins, databases. All of these various parts of this AI ecosystem, they talk to each other. They talk to the outside world. And that increases the attack surface, adding newer risks. So think about all the risks that classical applications have, and then you have newer risks. I'll give you an example. You have risks like prompt injection attacks, which what it means is that the attacker is trying to make the model believe it's somebody else to steal customer data or sensitive data. Or you can have models now generate malicious code. Or you can do model DOS attacks. Or you can do data leakage of your sensitive data on which what you train the models on. So all of these are adding in newer risks. So when you think of AI security for applications, you got to protect from all the existing risks that we see in applications, but also these newer types of risks. And it has to be comprehensive.
How do you deal with that? How does Palo Alto Networks deal with that? Is this some new security tooling that interacts with an AI, or I guess an LLM? It sounds like a lot of what you were talking about that is going to deal with data loss prevention in a way that we haven't seen and prevent prompt engineering and so on.
So I think it's I think it needs to be holistic. So let me first step back and say, when I talk to leaders, what they really want is, first thing they want is visibility. Tell me in my organization what applications and agents I have, mm-hmm. who's talking to those applications, what data is those applications and the models trained on, what other sources of data they're connected to, what are the permissions?
Because you can quick qualification on that, Anand, because that's actually interesting. Is this because IT isn't the one who's deploying all the AI tools? It's just any of the users within the business might be deploying them?
Look, your developers are pushing applications into productions. IT most likely will be aware of them, but along with the applications, you're bringing in an ecosystem along with it. You're bringing in AI models, you're bringing in AI tools, your plugins, your vector databases, your other sources you're connected to. So all of this needs visibility, right? Mm. And then you have these applications talk to each other. They're talking to the outside world, so you need to know what permissions they have. So all of this requires comprehensive visibility as the first step. Then you need to have a very structured approach on, I would say, five things that we need to do. First is model scanning. Now, if you think of Ethan in traditional security, we scan code, we scan infrastructure. So the question is like, what are you asking me? What's different for these models? Mm-hmm. The difference is that the risks are now in the data that is used to train the model. The risks are now in the model architecture. The risks are now in the model behavior. That's model scanning. Second thing is that you need to have posture management, posture for applications, posture for agents, posture for models, posture for data, posture for the network. And having this done in real time, alerting you for any deviations. Once you have that, then the third thing I call about is red teaming. Red teaming is doing what an attacker would do, what an adversary would do. Now, what's different in AI applications is that, especially in agents, they don't just execute code. They act, they adapt, they react. So you need to be able to think like an adversary thinks in terms of how you design your red teaming tools. Then you have runtime security. This is the things I talked about earlier, prompt injection, model DOS attacks, malicious code generation, your data leaks, etc. The fifth pillar what I talk about is AI agents. As we've seen in the last few months, AI agents are, you see everybody talking about agents.
Uh-huh.
There's surveys that talk about 93% of organizations will use agents in the next 2 years. Now, if you think of agents, they're different than models. If models give you answers, agents give you action, right? Mm-hmm. When you have agents, you're giving them agency to perform autonomous tasks. Now, to perform these tasks, you usually have a problem where you may give excessive permissions. Agents will have things called memory, right? Because they need to give you answers from short term, but they'll also be personalized to you for the long term. Now, imagine that I am doing things like memory poisoning as an attacker, which will alter the behavior of the agent. So now you have newer risks. So first starts with discovery, model scanning, posture management, red teaming, runtime security, and agent security. All this should be delivered comprehensively through a single platform, not multiple point products and tools that are disjoint and not connected. And that's what Prisma AIRS is all about.
Yeah, we'll get to Prisma AIRS to get more details in a second, but I think this agent issue is something maybe that folks haven't considered, because these agents are essentially like little workers who have to have permissions to access other systems, because that's the whole point of an agent, to talk to other systems. And so, you know, think of your, you know, permissions and access control structure and now multiplied by agents running around inside your organization. Yes.
And Anna, just even more than that, you said, oh, it's easy, you over-permit, you give too many permissions to an agent, which is something that historically IT has done with people, where he's like, you know what, I don't want to figure out the granular permissions, just, you're a full admin, off you go,
yes.
Please be well-behaved. You can't say that to an agent, it's going to do what it wants to do, and if it's got permission to do it, it doesn't have the common sense to know, I probably shouldn't press that button.
I think it's also on what permissions are inherited. So if you think about, I talked to a customer that was building an agent that was basically a leads agent. It was basically helping their marketing tools bring more curated information to end customers.
Uh-huh.
So for that, you need to have access to Salesforce. Now, guess what? The excessive permissions, the agent had access to delete and update records in Salesforce instead of read-only. So these are the kind of things that we have to be very thoughtful about in terms of when we have agents going.
So it's not that the agent on its own would do anything bad, but an attacker could potentially try to convince that agent, hey, go and delete that database for me.
It's around how you do permissioning. For example, take another example. I don't have access to all the salary information of the company. But say you have an agent that is basically doing that for the company and summarizing everything for somebody. Now, what if I tell the agent to do it on my behalf and it does it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now I made it do things that I don't have permission myself. Right? So these are the kind of things that on over permissioning, what permissions, what you inherit, and then what you do on the runtime behavior in terms of misuse of the tool or misusing or poisoning the memory.
Okay. So you mentioned Prisma AIRS. This is a new product or platform that Palo Alto Networks launched. Can you sort of give us the 10,000 foot view and then we can drill in?
So I talked about the issues that we have with AI applications and agents. Now, you know, you cannot solve tomorrow's battle with yesterday's playbook of a plethora of point products and tools, which now you have the customer stitch it all together and figure out how it all works. It's just too complicated, right? So what we have with Prisma is a single, comprehensive, complete AI security platform that discovers your entire AI ecosystem, okay? Assesses your risks on posture, risks on runtime, and does provide runtime protection for applications and agents, all done comprehensively. Unified workflows, unified manageability, sharing of intelligence across these point products to give a complete solution to the end customer. So that they
is
can
this a cloud service?
So they can deploy the applications bravely, not worry about how do I transform my business.
Is this a cloud service, Anand?
Yeah,
or is this something that sits on my Palo Alto Networks firewall I might already have?
It's a way you can consume it. You can it's through a platform, and it does all of these functions for you cohesively, fully integrated.
So one of the things you mentioned earlier was red teaming. Can you talk about how Prisma AIRS does that for me?
Yeah. Look, Prisma AIRS red teaming is built on a multi-agent architecture, right? Because like I said, especially when we think of agents, I think we talked about it, they don't just execute code. They'll act, They'll adapt themselves. They'll react. That's just like an adversary would think. So if I'm a financial organization, I want to reach financial data. So I'm trained on specifics of what is sensitive for my organization. So I want my AI red teaming to be able to accommodate that and to be able to act like a real adversary using a multi-agent architecture. And that's what we do with our comprehensive red teaming.
Wait, so the red teaming you're doing is AI-driven itself?
Yeah. Because okay. It has to adapt.
We're using AI to test AI. That's what you're saying here.
You have to be able to be adaptive, right? Because if you think of attackers, they're not just basing things on how they do statically. They will act like how we will act in terms of adapting to situations that have there, put all these things together and do it. I want to mimic how an adversary thinks, because now I'm dealing, Ethan, with not just, I'm thinking how a model will behave, how a model will interact, what a model would do in this scenario. So I have to plan for those.
We also talked about the Prisma Access browser. Can you talk about what Palo Alto Networks is doing there in regards to AI?
Absolutely. So you think about, we have data which says that majority, 70, 75, depending on which survey you read, of employees and organizations are using AI-powered applications. Now, IT may be aware of it, not aware of it, doesn't matter. They're going to use it. Uh-huh. Because as an employee, I'm getting more productive. I'm getting my work done faster. I can impress my boss by getting it done quickly, right? So now, it's good, right? AI, I mean, use of AI will help me be more productive. But if you think of IT or organizations, what you really want is that you want to have complete visibility of AI usage, and then you want to have some controls. Like, these are the kind of applications I want to allow, but these are applications I don't want to allow. These are the applications I can limit usage on. And once I allow sensitive applications to use, how do I control that my data, the most important crown jewel, doesn't leak out? And all of these applications give you responses back. These responses could have a phishing link or malware. How do you prevent from that, right? So that is what we want to do with AI access security. Now, if you think about it, majority of these applications, or all of them, are accessed from the browser, right? Your browser is becoming the next target anyways, right? When you're accessing things, you want to access securely. The traditional consumer browser are not built, have built-in security. So with Prisma Access browser, it's a secure Chromium-based browser that allows you to shop, to learn, to chat, to work, just like you do on a regular browser, but with security inbuilt into it. Now, two things I'll tell you, Drew and Ethan. First is that if you think of newer attacks, they're getting more and more sophisticated. Think of an attack where you have things across multiple sessions that reassembled only in the browser. So the browser is the only place where you can catch this advanced malware. Second, you'll always have scenarios where you either can't decrypt things because of technical reasons or business reasons. Browser seeing everything before it's encrypted, right? So it's the best place for me to provide protection against these advanced threats. And that's why having you access this application to the browser provides amazing security benefits without compromising on user experience.
I hadn't considered the aspect of certain malware is only going to be fully assembled in the browser. And so it could evade detection, depending on how it's been deployed, until it actually gets to you.
It's coming across multiple sessions. Each session has nothing, but when it all comes together, it gets assembled in the browser.
And you mentioned, just so we call that out directly, it is based on Chromium, meaning it should work with, you know, most applications, most SaaS services,
all
and so
it,
on.
Yeah. 99% of the world's browsers are Chromium-based, so it's not a problem at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, then, to kind of to wrap this up, what would you say Anand differentiates Palo Alto Networks' approach to AI security risks?
We want to make sure that we can secure AI by design. So employees, when they're accessing these AI-powered applications, we want them to browse bravely with Prisma Access browser. As your developers are building AI-powered applications to transform your business to give new experiences to your end customers, we want you to deploy those AI applications bravely, knowing that we're securing all usage of AI consistently.
Uh-huh. Well, Anand, I know there's a lot more here to dig into, but we are out of time. If folks want to get more details for themselves about Prisma AIRS, about the Prisma Secure Access Browser, where can they go find information?
Browse bravely with Prisma Access Browser, deploy bravely with Prisma AIRS. A ton of information, Drew, on paloaltonetworks.com.
Okay, that's easy, paloaltonetworks.com. Well, thanks, Anand, for being here, and thanks to Palo Alto Networks for being a sponsor. Sponsors ensure that the Packet Pushers can continue to offer high-quality, deeply technical content for your professional development for free. That includes a dozen technical podcasts for professional development on networking, security, IPv6, DevOps, and more. We've got an industry blog, two weekly newsletters, a community Slack group, a YouTube channel, even an IRC group. You can find everything at packetpushers.net. It's all free with no login required. You can hear us on Spotify, thought lead with us on LinkedIn, and if you would, leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.